hope that you all are enjoying the summer. It's not over. There's still some time. Hopefully you're enjoying that. How many of y'all have made a garden this year? Some gardens? How many of y'all tried a garden and said, I ain't never doing that again? I can't make nothing grow. Well, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in Luke chapter 13 this morning. I want to talk to you about a fig tree that wouldn't grow any fruit. And hopefully you understand that knowing that if you've ever planted a garden, if you plant tomatoes, that seems to be the thing that grows the best here. If you plant tomatoes, you get more tomatoes than you expected. But you start trying to grow peppers or you're trying to grow something you really, really want, sometimes you're wondering, where in the world are my peppers at? Where is my vegetables at? And God does the same thing. In Luke chapter 13, we're going to look at this just a couple of verses here today. It's a parable. Parable is those very short, sometimes it can be a little longer, those stories that illustrates and teaches us about biblical ways and truths and morals of what God wants. In verse 6, he says, and he told this parable, a man had a fig tree that was planted in the vineyard. And he came looking for fruit on it and found none. And he told the vineyard worker, listen, for 3 years I've come looking for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it even waste the soil? But he replied to him, sir, leave it this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. Perhaps it will bear fruit next year. But if not, go ahead and cut it down. But you can cut it down. What we see here is a story, this parable being the man being God here, has this fig tree. And he has planted this fig tree in his vineyard. And God being the man in this story, the fig tree being the person, and pretty much the vineyard being Israel, and the servant there being the worker, being the Lord, Jesus. We see a lot of things coming into play here. As he plants this tree, he expects what this tree is supposed to bring forth. So if you planted tomatoes, you expect tomatoes. If you plant carrots, you expect carrots. And what we see here is this here being that it is a fig tree, is supposed to produce its fruit. It's not producing fruit. He came looking for fruit on this tree. I wonder sometimes what God is doing even when he looks at the churches. What fruit is he seeing off of his churches? What fruit is he seeing, not just what comes out of the vineyard, not just what's coming out of the church, but what's coming off of each individual tree, which is you and me? What is really coming off and out of your life? God is very patient. But he said, I've been looking for 3 years. I've been looking for 3 years for some fruit to come out of Israel. I've been looking for 3 years. He's looking for 3 years for fruit to come off of this tree. And I'm wondering sometimes, even when God looks at us as individuals, how long has he been looking to see fruit come off of us as individuals? I think he's looking for fruit off of every person. When we as people are producing fruit, then your vineyard, the church, starts looking like a real vineyard. I don't know if you've ever been to Florida and you saw the orange groves. It's pretty awesome, and they're all blooming like that. Have you ever been up north and you've seen the apple orchards? They look really great. They don't look great when they don't have anything on them. But when they have on them the fruit that's there, then you start seeing the workers working it, getting it, using it. Something is being produced off of that tree. I think the Lord is looking for that in each one of us. He's not looking for the same fruit in the same, you've got to produce 25, you've got to produce 25. He's looking for some fruit. He didn't say how much. He just wants to see something coming out of your life. And he says, I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. God was disappointed. Now I know that if you're a believer, you know that there's been times in your life that you have to admit that you've disappointed the Lord. I think we've all disappointed the Lord, but we thank Him for His mercy and grace, and He kind of pushes us in the right direction, and we work it out with Him. But God's expectations are really not that high, folks. They're really not that high. He just wants us to produce fruit. Now I want to remind you, producing fruit is just not coming, it's not coming to church and trying to serve all the time. Producing fruit is those things in your life that you're living in the way that God wants you to live, that you're being productive in this darkness, in this world. As the fruits of the Spirit, you're letting goodness come out of you and kindness come out of you, where those things are hard to find today. You're seeing love come out. And that fruit should just be coming off of us because we have the Holy Spirit. But God's expectations are really not that high. But He came looking year after year, and nothing. Nothing. The tree's alive. There's leaves. But there's no fruit. Cut it down. Just cut it down. But the worker says, hold on just a second. Why don't you give me a moment? Give me another year. Give me another year. Are you glad that God has patience with you? Because some of us really are not producing the fruit that God wants to see. You got one life to bloom for Jesus. One life to bloom for Jesus. If you want to span it out, you got one lifespan. And you have many seasons, however many years God gives you. But you got one lifespan to bloom for Christ. And He's looking for it. When it comes by you, He wants to see fruit come off of your life. He wants to see the radiance, a mere image of Christ. He wants to see those things that you're serving Him out in the world, that you're sharing the gospel, praying for those that are lost, praying for the bosses you have, even though you may not like them, praying for the place that you work, even though you may not like it. You're praying, you're being positive, you're praying into a world that is dark, and you're living a life in a world that is shining for Jesus, and you're picking up and you're serving in ways and in the ways that the world would never serve. Fruit is coming off of you. You have one lifespan. Now God expects fruit to come off, and don't disappoint. Don't procrastinate. A lot of us are procrastinators. We put off today, we put it off until down the road, and we can be working on it right now. A lot of us are procrastinators. Amen? We are. We're procrastinators. Some of us are afraid to get into what God has called us to do. Some of us are even afraid to share the gospel with family or with friends or neighbors or even co-workers. We're struggling sharing the gospel, but we need to keep pushing forward. What is the worker saying? He says, give me some time. Let me fertilize. Let me dig around it. do some work around this person, around this tree. Let me put some time in it. That's what we do. We try to work on that. That's what we do as individuals. We even try to become that helping in that working area of digging around in people's lives. And we try to invest in them and we try to help them and we dig around and we fertilize and we put positive things in. We put biblical things in it. We put scriptural things in it. We show the biblical morals. We try to do that so that it will produce fruit. Because we all know that when we came to Christ, we were pretty much far. We were far from Christ. If we remember how we lived before we came to Christ, it was not anything producing godly fruit. We were actually producing poison. We were the opposite of what God was wanting. Our language was horrible. Our eyes were filled with lust. Our hands were greedy. We were very selfish. But when we come to Christ, we push those things aside and He forgives us of those things. He starts working in our life. He starts showing us what mercy is, what humility is. He shares with us what forgiveness is, what humbleness is, and what virtues, what those things are, and fruits of the Spirit. He starts teaching us some basics, and that's what it is. That's that digging around and fertilizing. And then there's some of us that we get to a place as Christians as a whole, we just don't even want really, and we wonder even if we're really even, we don't want to do anything. Let me give you a wake-up call. You have one life to live in one lifespan, but I'll tell you, it's not all about you. And it never was about you. It was about you when Christ died for you. When you received Christ and you received that, now it's all about Him. When you were saved, before you were saved, it was all about you. But once you become a Christian, it's not all about you anymore. It's about Him. And Him working inside of you. Him digging in your life, fertilizing around your life that you may grow into something that produces fruit. I had some family that lived in the country and always loved to go in the summertime. Behind their house was this awesome pear tree. I loved to go when they were good. Go back there, get as many as I wanted. I looked forward to that. Even as a kid, as I grew up, I looked forward to going there. I enjoyed that. We never bought pears at home. But those fresh off the tree were always the best. I want to tell you, I think the Lord is walking up and down in our lives, trying to pull some fruit off, looking to see the fruit, looking to taste the fruit that comes off of our lives. He doesn't want to see us singing with a bad attitude. He wants to see us singing with the right and godly attitude. He doesn't want to see us just come into church because I have to, because I want, because I just, oh, I don't know if I really. No, He wants us to because we have an open, loving heart to want to come and serve and just be a part of what he's about so I can learn something today, so I can intake some spiritual food today. But He doesn't always find that. I think when He does find it, I think the Lord puts a smile on His face. Maybe He enjoys that. The sweet aroma of fresh fruit. But when He doesn't find anything, He's disappointed. So you see, we have to remember, it's not that just God loves, because we always want to push God loves, and He does, not taking anything away from it. God forgives, not taking anything away from it. But I want to remind you that sometimes God is disappointed. God gets disappointed. He gets disappointed with me, and He gets disappointed with you. He's been disappointed with this church. And I'll let you on a side note. Wednesday night, we took care of some of that. You see, we had a prayer service on Wednesday night, and that Wednesday night, I want to tell you, as a pastor, we need to confess some things here. That we've not always been the church that we needed to be for God. That we've disappointed God a time or two. That we've sinned. That we need to take care of that. Listen, it's not about this. I'm telling you, When you wake up and on the other side of heaven, I'm going to tell you, you're going to realize how important your life really was here. Don't take your life for granted. It's your life. But when you come to Christ, you give it back to Him. And He wants to see fruit. He wants to see fruit on it. Yeah, He sees your life. He sees some leaves. But He wants to see fruit. And He says, give me some time. Give me some time before you cut it down. How much time does a person need? I don't know. But here we see, give me another year. Give me another year. Give me another year. I want to remind you as a church also, don't give up on people too easily. Don't give up on people too easily. Don't give up on people who have not come to Christ so easily. Don't give up on the prodigals, the ones that are not, the ones that come to Christ at some time in their life and they're kind of swaying away. Don't give up on them too easily. Don't give up on them too easily. Stand in the gap. Pray for them. Pray for them. That fruit that comes off of your life will show the kind of person that you are. Let me read real quick for you. In Galatians 5:22 and 23, these are the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is this: love. We should have more love than in, we should have more love as a Christian than those who are not believers in Christ. We got to say amen. We also should have more joy than the lost, because we know that our future is taken care of, that we are children of God. We need to know that we ought to have more joy than this world. This world is a really hard place to live in right now. And if you don't believe it, then you're living in another world. But this world is broken right now. This world is broken. But there are believers in it. And every believer carries the Holy Spirit inside of them. That is that, and inside that hope, inside them is the hope of Christ, that they can share the gospel. So there should be more joy now here. There should be more joy in this building today than any other place except for another church right now during this hour. But you don't act like it. You need to act like it. Let me tell you right now, if Jesus Christ would to come today, some of you would be left here. But I know in my life, I know for me, for a shadow of a doubt, not because I'm cocky, not because I think I'm all this and that. No, it's because I know for surety that I have Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. I have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And I have a joy that even though I go through hard times, just like you, it's an unspeakable, unexpressible, I don't know how to explain it, but it's the joy of the Lord. There's also a peace that transcends all understanding. It's an amazing peace. We have a peace when everything is in turmoil. If you fix your eyes on Jesus and not fix them on the world, this is how I'm getting through. I don't worry about that mess out there. I messed with that for a couple of weeks, and I said, this, even whatever news, it's bigger than me. I am called to live for Christ. The good days, the mediocre days, the average days, in the bad days. And nothing's going to harm me. Nothing's going to work against me without my Father knowing about it. The same for you. I have a peace knowing this world is as bad as it's ever going to be for me. Now, it can get bad. Believe me, it can get bad. But this is as bad as it gets. I have a peace in my life. But we're supposed to share that peace. Patience, we're supposed to be patient. That's part of the fruits of the Spirit. When everybody else is impatient, you're patient. Kindness, you're showing kindness and goodness is another. Kindness and goodness you're doing, and you're showing that into a world that's selfish and takes all the time. Faithfulness. Listen, the people out in the world, they put their faith in this, and then they change it next week to this. And then they change it next month to this, and next year they're on the next fad. We don't have to worry about that. The fruits of the Spirit of that is faithfulness. Faithfulness. And gentleness. I don't have to shake my fist at every... I don't have to do those things. It's gentleness. Leave vengeance for the Lord. Amen. If you know that scripture, vengeance is the Lord. That's His. And self-control. That's a fruit of the Spirit. That's something that comes off. If you're standing there like a tree, these things should be blooming off of you. Self-control, peace, patience. And the world sees that. And then that fruit inside of you produces good works. And a reminder, good works do not lead us to heaven. It's only through Christ, but good works come through a relationship with Christ. Now, how long does God got to wait before he sees fruit produced from you and off of you? God is patient with your growth. He's patient with my growth. There's some times in my life I know he had to dig around the soil in my soul in my life. He had to fertilize some things in my life to get to me where he wanted me to go and what he wanted me to be. For that fruit of the Spirit, the inside that flows to the outside. And this church is like a tree in the city. It's got some good fruit on it. But let me remind you, fruit can go bad. It's called rotten fruit. And then it just falls to the ground and it rots. That's not what we want here. That's not what we want in our lives. We want to be full of fruit, not just as individuals, but also as a church. And so God has chose us for a certain type of fruit. We're a ministry tree. Where ministries flow off of us as fruit. And we have to take care of it. Just because it blooms over here and has this ministry and we see some fruit from this ministry, it doesn't mean that things don't change. It doesn't mean that it can't go bad. We have to take care of that church. We have to take care of our church. We have to take care of our ministries. Because fruit comes in a season and then it's taken off and then it's used and it's consumed. And then we wait a season. And then it's pruned. And then we wait for the spring. And all of a sudden we see new little blooms of new fruit. And we enjoy that season. And we enjoy the growth season of the summer. And then the fall comes in. And it gets to the right part. And we're able to pluck it and use it again. That's what the Lord is looking for. To come into our lives, to come into as our church, to come in and see the fruit. Take what he wants, uses it however he wants. We go through some dormant times of that old thing called winter. But it's in the winter where our faithfulness really comes out. You know, when you look at a garden in the winter, you don't really see much. You look at the trees and you don't really see much. But it's not always what you see on the top, folks. It's the root system. The scripture says be rooted in Christ. You see, when you're rooted in the world, you can just come up and pluck it right out. But when you're rooted with Christ, you're solid. You have deep roots. I pray today that your roots in Christ are deep and that your roots are in Christ. Because with Christ, you will bloom. You will bloom whatever God wants you to bloom if you let him do the work on you. This is what I know. God is still digging around on me. He's still fertilizing in my life. He is still pruning things in my life. But I know this. It is really nice to know that fruit is coming out of your life. It's not that I am saying it. It's just that you know you have a peace with the Holy Spirit. And it reflects that it's okay. And there are times I'm going to disappoint, of course. But just more work needs to be done because I got one lifespan. And when it's over, guess what? It's done. And then that soil someone else takes that spot. Another tree takes that soil. And then they live one lifespan. You can't get, hey, if you're in your 30s, you don't get your 20s back. You're done with those. You're in your 40s, you don't get your 30s back. You're done. It's over. And you have this idea still, think that I'm going to do these things. And be careful that you don't procrastinate, because you can procrastinate a whole lifespan away. You can lie to yourself for a whole lifespan that you're going to make these changes. Here's my question to do for you today is this. What changes have you made in the direction you know that you were supposed to make? If you haven't made any, you're still fooling yourself. Well, when you hit 50, your 40s are done. And you that hit 60s, your 50s are done. And it goes on down the road until you're just completely done. We'll stand before God and give an account of our lives. But as believers, it's not going to be that do we know Jesus or not. We know Jesus. But what it will be upon your fruit. I don't want my fruit to be in one basket. I don't want my fruit to the Lord to be in a basket. I'm on my fruit giving to the Lord as I feel like the way it'll be. It'll be seen not in fruits of what you did, it's in fruits of others. That people will come up to you that you didn't know, but you'll know them because you know them, but you don't know the work that you did and the serving that you did that affected people. That was even beyond your own reach, but not beyond the Lord's reach. Some of you did not understand the thing I said right there, but some of you did, because I know by your shaking of your head you understood it. Because when you get your eyes off yourself, you begin to understand what this whole thing is about. The fruit is not about you. It's about what God can do with the fruit that you have to reach others. Father, as we close here, part of this message, pray, Father, that you do only what you can do. Is reach into the hearts of a person's heart and their soul. To dig around in their soul, Lord, to fertilize what needs to be fertilized. We have this misconception, Lord, that life is really just, it's about us, but it's not. I pray, Father, that we would just know that you do inspect the fruit. You inspect the trees. You inspect the lives of people and the churches that we have. I pray, Lord, that your Spirit would have free roaming this morning as we take this opportunity to reflect on what you'd have for us in a way of response, what you'd have for us in our own hearts, in our own spirits. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand.